Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
All right, good morning to you. 2 days until the Birds play. And just to put into perspective how soon that is, today is like the Friday practice before a Sunday game. Like, John, in the next couple of hours, this is it. Wrap it up. A little walkthrough tomorrow and go play a game on Thursday. Isn't amazing?
No, when you think about that, Friday for us under Andy Reid was, it was like a treat. We would barbecue out. It was like...
The first game you're saying?
Cheat Friday. No, Friday, we would have the, like a shortened practice that would conclude with the red zone work, working the plays in the red zone from the 25 in, from the 20 in, from the 15 in, from the, 10 in, from the 5 in. And then some special team stuff to wrap it up. But then we would go in, and it was Andy's thing. It was a treat, pizza and wings, and everyone's just like breaking bread together after a shortened practice for the red zone stuff. That's what today is. That, holy cow, it is imminent. It is upon us.
Oh, it's happening.
This is the right before the game, putting the bow on the game plan for everything.
No, this is it. By the way, James, I haven't looked at the line. What are we looking at?
It was 7.5 last I looked. The Eagles are a 7.5-point favorite.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, it's gone up. It was, I think it opened at 7, it went to 6.5, and now it's up to 7.5 with the Micah news.
So what's the deal with Dak Prescott? Is he good, or does he stink? Nah, he doesn't stink, but is he, like, what happened? Because here's the thing.
He's been beat up a lot the past couple
he
years.
He has been beat up, and there is an argument that he looked better when he had more around him. That as the talent has decreased around him, that he's just not. Because if you remember his early years, he had a running back, he had an offensive line, and he had some serious receivers. Now he's got a serious receiver, and it feels like nothing else.
The
offensive
line.
Am I right?
The
other offensive line is.
He's never come through in big moments.
Is Miles Sanders their starting running back?
No, Javonte Williams is.
Is he any good?
No.
They don't have that Zach Martin anymore. Remember, they had Tyron, what was that guy's
Smith.
Name? They had him for years. They had that center. I mean, they were loaded up there for a while. All right.
They were. Rebuild everywhere. I mean, they're not the same. Dak is not the same without that you know, protection, of course. We've seen what even Patrick Mahomes can look like when he's not afforded the time to do his work. So that, you know, the offensive line, that pass protection, but also just the run game helps protect you.
Yeah.
Where's their run game? They don't. They've avoided developing one now for quite some time.
They have. Eagles should win the game. Obviously, a game you can hear Thursday night on WIP. Tomorrow, we're going to have a big show at McGurk's. Be there if you can, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. for big-time coverage the day before the season starts. Now, the Philly season is, we got 1 month left, obviously, this month of September. Harrison Bader has really played well over the last week and a half or so. Let's listen to something Rob Thompson said after the game. Big believer in his new outfielder. Here's what Topper said.
Has Bader given the team kind of like an edge since he's come here?
Yeah, I love him. I love him. He's, you know, he's performing. Him and Marsh had great days today. And he's performing and, like, he's a very confident person, but he's a good person. You know, it's not phony or fake or anything like that.
Good intersection about the Phils and Eagles today. You know, there's days when they intersect and we're in a bad mood about both or a good mood about one, but good mood about both today. Bader's part of it, John. I was underwhelmed when Dombrowski got him, and I'm still not convinced. But I will say he's done a very, very nice job. And he's been part of pushing Castellanos out of a regular day role, which is a good development.
No doubt. He's part of this. I trust him so much when the ball's hit to center field,
outstanding defensively.
He gets such great jumps on everything. Yeah. And the way he plays these balls off a variety
of
fences and walls and everything else out there, you can really see how much he puts into it, how much it matters to him. And then, like yesterday, he himself was 2 for 2 with runners in scoring position. Like, he's able to sort of elevate that level, which I don't want to call him a great player, which the really good players can do. You know, guys like Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber, Trey Turner.
Part of why I'm not convinced,
their numbers look better.
I know.
They do focus and hunker down and do a little bit better.
He was still hitting about 240 over 4 months before he got here. I'm not convinced.
You're right, but sometimes he's that special ingredient that you need. Sometimes, you know, CJGJ felt like that guy for the Philadelphia Eagles. Harrison Bader and, hey, Garrett Stubbs too, by the way. When Harrison Bader talked
to be fair, Garrett Stubbs rounded the bases on a base hit.
I understand.
I probably could have.
But think about what he brings.
All right, that's going way too far.
I looked at you too because I knew you were going to react.
You could get to it first.
I hear you, man. All right, let's get a lot of calls in here. Thomas in Broomall. Thomas.
Hey, what's up, guys? To talk about the Phillies, you know, that was a huge, huge game yesterday. I think it was one of the best games so far. Being able to come back, Taiwan's starting to worry me a little bit. We were down we were down 3-0.
We were down 4-0 and 5-1.
Right.
Yeah. But I sort of worry when we're down early. I get, you know, if it's the first or second inning, you got a lot of time to come back. But when you give out 3 runs, 4 runs, whatever, you know, it's just a little worrisome, but I'm glad we got the win.
Me too. I think this did a ton for confidence and belief, though. When we keep fighting back and having success and coming out on top. And Harrison Bader's message after coming back yet again was he believes high energy, high support at all times because he knows the way the season can be such a roller coaster. High energy, high support, you can never go wrong. Using that route, and I think it makes such a huge difference in the way these guys play. We get so sick of the lulls in offense when it's low energy. This guy is able to bring a little something that helps balance that out.
Yeah, and definitely with the Brewers. I mean, this is late in the season. We definitely needed a win like this, and hopefully, you know, brings more winning. Knowing that we're all together, but a quote that I have is treat others the way you want to be treated. When I was in school, since people are going back to school now, you know, teachers drill that in our heads. They'll have something on the wall, the golden rule. So I mean, I don't know if that would qualify.
Well, it does. Here's the only problem with that one again. And Thomas, good call. Is I haven't had anyone say it to me in the last month.
And it was only said to you by, like, teachers.
Yeah, and it's normally said when you're being a bad boy.
No.
You know, so, and I'm never a bad boy.
Okay.
So, Seltzer, people are really, they are, like, Just Do It would be probably the closest example of something that gets
agree.
Said frequently.
Yeah. Agree,
like,
yeah.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Just
now,
do
I will
it.
Say, Nike took it from Common Society. It's not like Just Do It hadn't been said in Common Society beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for what it's worth. Let's talk to William right now. William, good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Great, William.
I got a thing on the Eagles, a thing on your basketball game, and then my famous saying.
Sure.
On your basketball game, in 1992, Dr. J played Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on pay-per-view one-on-one.
I remember that, yeah.
Every time there was a foul, the other player went to the foul line to shoot foul shots.
Wow, good intel.
Wow.
I remember the game. I didn't remember that part of it. Thank you, sir.
You can go to YouTube and actually watch it. They go.
Oh, it was brutal. It was brutal basketball. It was really sad. I remember vividly how sad it was to see how much they had both declined. And it was only a couple years after they had both retired.
Yeah, yeah. And I was thinking, like, you know, if they don't want you to go to the foul line, then just don't foul you. Then
I agree.
You get better anyway, you know.
I agree.
My thing on the Eagles. All right, the Eagles' offense is just like the United States military.
Ooh.
Right? And every week we play a country, and the country sends their troops, and we have our front lines protecting our General Hertz, and we have our big Sherman tank, Barkley, just mowing down their troops, wearing them down. And every now and then we'll send General Hertz out for a run or two to keep them frustrated. And then when they send in more troops, we'll break out our Air Force, maybe even drop a few bombs on them. And in the end, it'll be General Hertz.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday. Our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going for the tush push for victory. And that'll do it.
Okay. Poetic.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be a different ending, but yeah, that works. I mean, I don't think it'll be that close, so I don't think it'll require a tush push to have this one be won. But I like the analogies. I was waiting for a flank. Someone outflanks someone. Maybe a sweep.
Just so dominant that it's pretty basic, you know?
Who's the cavalry in this case? Is it a special teams unit on the kickoff? They run down the field to scout the other team out?
That's a good one, yeah.
Who's Jeb Stuart in this scenario? All right, William, give me an answer. A famous phrase said frequently.
Well, in the sports world, I've seen so many of these games that I would say it ain't over till the fat lady sings.
Well,
that's
you don't
a good
hear,
answer.
Yeah, but you don't hear that one much either
anymore.
You hear it a lot, though. Yeah.
I think so.
I haven't heard it in the last month.
What's up with this you having to hear it in the last month thing?
Like, well, because there's so many things said more frequently.
Right, but it has to be a famous phrase. It's not just any phrase, right? It's not just someone saying a sentence that is said, you know?
I
saw Independence Day while I was on vacation, and it's said in there.
Okay.
Not over, was
Independence Day holding up?
Yeah, isn't it? Oh, amazing.
Yeah, it's great. I watched it a couple months ago.
Stop with the fat lady. You're obsessed with the fat lady.
Did you guys see for the new Yellowstone? Who the actress is, prominent actress joining the Yellowstone world.
Yellowstone.
So it's going to be.
I'm confused about how.
Well, it's not
going to
be called Yellowstone, apparently, but it's going to be Rip. It's going to be Rip. It's going to be Rip's. Well, help me out. It's Costner's daughter. What's her name?
I don't watch the show.
I don't watch it.
Oh, you should. Well, anyway, she's back. Whatever her name is.
Beth.
Yeah. So Rip, you're going to have a show based on Rip and Beth.
Oh, that's cool. I love that.
And you have a very prominent...
What an awesome pair.
Well, yeah. And you got a prominent actress who I would guess at this point is about 80 years old.
Wow.
Take a guess.
Glenn Close.
It is not, you're in the right range. It's not her. Let me look up the age here.
Susan Sarandon.
No. She is...
Sally Field.
Okay, not as old as 80. Sorry, 67 years old.
Oh, that's way younger.
Wow.
That is. Bad job by me.
How did you do?
She hagged it up, apparently,
Renee
in the last 5
Russo.
Years.
Renee Russo.
She's not a hag, Ray?
She hagged it? I don't know who you're talking about.
Well, I'm saying, obviously, I thought she looked older than she does, but gotcha. I'm joking. It's just a joke. 67-year-old who... she was the girlfriend of a president in a movie.
Oh, and
Sigourney Weaver?
No.
You're on it, Rhea.
Oh, gosh.
Begins with an A.
Oh, Annette Bening.
Yes.
Annette Bening. Jack's old girl. So Annette Bening, I don't know what role she has, but there's going to be some. I think she's like matriarch of something, and maybe.
She's,
I don't know if she's
a
rival.
She kind of did.
She's a great actress, yeah.
So Annette Bening joins the Yellowstone role. All right, let's go to Jody in Kennett Square. Jody, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Jody? Jody, that is a fierce
turn signal.
Turn signal.
Very impressive.
Oh yeah, I'm pulling into work. But I just have to be really quick, Joe. I met you on Saturday with my son Jaden.
Oh yeah, that was great.
So
he was great. Yeah.
Yeah. So I do have a little scouting report. I was going to say.
Sure.
On the play, yeah. I thought you were good. I saw you drain some jumpers.
Thank you.
And definitely kind of ran the court well.
Thank you.
Kind of a good, what would you say, like a good point guard.
Thank you.
But I thought you were a good player.
I appreciate that.
Look at this.
What about his bounce passing?
Yep, I saw it firsthand.
We've heard his bounce passing was a strength once upon a time. On the middle school.
Well, it won't matter in a game of 1-on-1, John.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
You know, it's funny, Jody. I did say to the crew before, because we had a couple different games, and it was wonderful meeting your son. He's fantastic. I did say to the crew beforehand, I said, listen, guys, I'm going to shoot more than I normally would because I need to shoot in this game, you know, in the game versus Jack to win. I mean, there's no passing in that game. But it was great. We had a good crew out there. You know, it came out, not Jody, the game your son was involved in, but the next day. The great Joe McPeak showed up.
Really?
Who's been for years the Marilyn Mike producer, running the booth in the game. Like, I had all sorts of people there. all sorts of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It was fun. He had an awesome time, too. Yeah, he's only 11, so that fits the middle.
Oh, you beat up on an 11-year-old.
He can shoot. He can shoot.
Oh, so an 11-year-old beat up on you.
Just say it was a competitive game.
Wow.
Very competitive.
I'll tell him you said that. He'll love to hear
he did
that.
A great job. Tell him he's a great kid, and I thought he played well. And especially when those, because we had a group of 17-year-olds come out, and he hung in there versus them. He did a nice job. He did great. A nice job.
Yeah. Tell him great job from us, Jody. Though. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I will. It was super fun. Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right, Jody. Give me a phrase other than "Hey, DeCamera, you're a great basketball player." Give me a different phrase that gets commonly said in society.
I was thinking actions speak louder than words.
That's pretty good.
That is good.
That is.
I say that to my daughter all the time.
Okay. That's my leader in the clubhouse so far.
I like that one, too.
Yeah, I think that's
I say it all the time. That's a great one.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good.
Jeez.
Let's talk to Gary right now. Call him from Vineland. Gary, good morning.
What's going on?
Hey, buddy.
Hi, Gary.
The only thing more ridiculous than free throws in a one-on-one is you butchering that Teddy Roosevelt quote this morning.
What did I say and what is it?
You said walk softly. It speaks softly.
I don't know.
Speaks. Let me think about this. Speak softly.
Softly.
Yeah, it is speak, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, speak softly. Yeah, not walk softly. Mm. You know what? I was getting confused. I was getting confused when, remember when The Rock walked around in that movie with a stick and it was called Walking Tall?
Oh, God.
Yeah. I like that you're being stealthy, Joe. That's pretty cool that you're like ninja-esque with your walking.
Gary,
walking softly.
It still applies to Nick Foles, though, because he wasn't a braggadocious talker.
But he had the stick.
I tell you what, that's what they say. Seltzer was in the locker room back in those years.
Yeah. What? Really?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. For sure.
His obsession with this is unhealthy.
It's not just me. I mean, there's a lot of people. I remember being at camp one time. There was a gal with a shirt, had a 9 for Foles, and had inches next to it. I couldn't believe it. It had the number 9 in inches.
That's pretty good.
Anyway. All right, Gary, what do you got on our sports scene?
How about that Phillies game yesterday?
That was one of the best of the years.
That was something.
Yeah.
It was back and forth. And the bottom of the lineup coming up is so good to see.
Well, what'll be interesting is if there's any movement structurally of those guys rising as we get to the games that matter most. I tend to think they won't, but I will say this. You got a number of guys that hit in the top 6 that you can't exactly like Boehm, John. You know, I'm not in on Boehm. I'm not out on Boehm. I'm just like
I do think he will have to have a role when it matters, and that is a bit of a troublesome spot for me.
They still got to figure out who the cleanup hitter is going to be. I mean. It's, as of now, Boehm or JT for October.
JT's been so awesome lately.
Right? But, I mean, let me put it this way. It's still a source of concern. Like, they have a very strong 1-2-3.
I know JT can get cold. I know JT's leg kick can get off just a little bit, and he's not getting that foot down in time, and everything just goes, out the window. But... Maybe now this year with the awareness, with the cognizance of how important it is to be up and high energy, high emotion, all that stuff, it can help.
He's always locked in to try his hardest. I
understand. Yeah. There's a difference, though, between trying your hardest and being focused and locked in like that and having an additional, almost artificial at times, energy generation.
I don't buy it.
I'm telling you, man. Okay. In a locker room, in a clubhouse, even though you know it's fake sometimes, even though it's you who's doing it sometimes and it's fake, it can make a difference. Fake it till you make it.
All right.
That could be said today.
Fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
Gary, was that going to be your answer? Fake it till you make it?
It totally was. No, not at all. And that's the thing, man. If Turner or Schwarber don't get on, then Harper just doesn't get a pitch as long as we have nobody in that fourth hole.
Yeah. All right. Give me an answer, buddy, for a phrase.
They're talking about practice.
It does get said.
It does. It really does. Yeah,
it does.
Across every sport.
Yeah.
Whenever there's some sort of practice-related thing, it's the...
Yeah. Not bad. Not bad. All right, up ahead, time's yours, plus with the afternoon show, Spike in particular. Mommy, what she said about the foul shooting situation for the game, me versus Fritz.
I don't think you should go with the she said.
I love it.
I mean, frankly. Mommy's taking it pretty far, but now the pronoun usage, too.
What she said. You'll hear it next on 94 WIP.
FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you won't want to miss. Just visit FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, right now, and new customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. Pick a bet. Bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. And now the NFL season is finally here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to download the FanDuel app today and get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP.
2 days. What a great song. What a great one. Some would say this is my theme song versus Jack. Little respect. Put some respect on my name. All right, Eagles earned a lot of respect last year. Let's talk about this year and the Twitter poll question of the day. Brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's certified one-owner pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com together. Let's drive. The poll question today is, will the Eagles win the Super Bowl, yes or no? John, how do you think people voted?
This is so tough to predict because there's a lot of people who don't want to jinx anything by even considering this possibility at this point.
That's only you as a player. We as fans talk about this stuff all the time.
I'm going to say 60% say the Philadelphia Eagles can win this.
Bang!
Ding, ding, ding. And it's not can, it's will. You're exactly correct.
You sure didn't cheat?
I did not cheat. I did not cheat.
That's amazing.
Amazing guess.
So my whole point about how people have discounted all that they've lost is it holds water as the season's on the it's coming up here. I mean, come on. 60% really think they're going to win Super Bowl? Come on. Just saying.
Sorry. My point has been made. It's not far-fetched.
They could. They just did it. It's not far-fetched, but
I know that the schedule is difficult.
I would not vote yes, is my point. If my life depended on it, I would not vote yes. I think there's a better chance that one of the other 31 teams wins.
Right. If your life depended on it, luckily it doesn't.
Well, that's right. All right. My life, it feels like, does depend on this me versus Jack thing, which in many ways feels like a me versus Spike thing, which is a little irritating. Let's listen to something she said last week. Mommy was, you like that, Ray? Yeah,
it's killing me every time you call him Mommy.
All right, so Mommy was on with the Boban and the Ike Man. Ike's the only guy on that show I like anymore. Actually, Jack did pop up at one of my book signings down the shore.
I heard
this weekend,
about that.
And it was great. Let me tell everyone something. I love Jack. Jack Fritz is a wonderful person. I mean, I'm serious. He's a great, great person. Now, I did tell you I want to put some hair on his chest, and I do hope in this process, if I win, that this whole 3-4 month journey will teach him some things, and that he'll deal with it. Because, you know, James, he can be a little soft. He can be a little soft. And I'm trying to get him to be not so soft. It's kind of been part of the point the whole time. It's also been part of the point why I thought I'd win. He's soft. But anyway. They talked in the afternoon show about the free throw thing last week, and Spike said this.
But the number one saddest thing happening at WIP right now is this, the camera begging for foul calls and whatever's going on with trying to get the rules in basketball.
It's not happening. It's not happening.
He's pushing for it multiple times in the morning show today.
He's not getting free throws. He's not. You don't have free throws in one-on-one.
You don't have free throws in one-on-one.
And I will, let me put this, Lakin, I hope you're listening, because I know he's siding with the camera this whole time anyway. I will not allow Jack to play in a one-on-one game where there are free throws. I'm not allowing Jack to play in it.
Okay, we'll find out.
Okay, what if Jack wants to? Does he get to choose?
Exactly. Mommy puts him in timeout. Let's go to the phones. So anyway, 4:30 today, I'll be on with those guys. We will hash it out. I really hope we have resolution at the end of this. I don't want to like drive all the way in here and still not have resolution when I drive home. I mean, seriously. And by the way, this is the last time I'm going on the show to discuss this. Starting after this, if we don't have a solution today, they can come on our show. I mean, enough of this, me having to come back to the studio nonsense. I got a life. Not much of a life, but a life. Let's go to the phones. Dave in Chester.
Oh,
Dave, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, guys? So,
hi, Dave.
I have a real interesting thought here for your basketball, Joe.
Yeah.
This is on the premise, obviously, that it's not make it, take it. So if you make the shot, it would be Jack's ball, okay. Right? What if you incorporate, like, the possession arrow, meaning if you have the ball and you get fouled, it's still your ball after the next possession. Like, each time a basket is scored, whichever way that arrow is pointed, it's that person's ball. Therefore, if you're on defense, you don't want to foul because you may never see the ball again, A. B, on offense, you want to try to create the contact. But it doesn't allow you to get your strength in and go to the free throw line at the same time.
All right, let me ask this question. I think I understand what you're saying. Are you saying at the end of every made basket?
Yes.
That at the end of every made basket, which way the arrow is pointing is who would get the ball next. Is that correct?
Correct. And the arrow, the possession arrow is mainly pointing whichever direction it is by who got fouled last. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It's interesting.
I like that.
It's interesting.
That's a wise addition, and it will deter the foulage, like you're saying. You're looking for something that would do that,
that would
deter you from fouling indiscriminately.
It's a little convoluted. I mean, Dave, I'll say this. I still don't like, at a fundamental level, if either of us blows by the other guy and has a pretty uncontested shot, but a guy can contest it to the point of just fouling you. I think it's unfair, to use that term, that, you know, the guy could just hack you to prevent you from getting that layup. Like, I don't think your solution properly addresses that.
I understand that aspect of it, but, I mean, Joe, you're an 80-something percent free throw shooter. Like, if you're putting free throws in this competition, it can't be to 11. It probably can't be to 21. It's probably got to be longer than that. And I don't know if you guys got the gas tank for that.
Well, one way or the other, I guess we'd find out. All right, Dave, it's an interesting solution. Give me an answer for a phrase often used in society.
I cannot believe this has not been said. I either hear it, say it, or read it at least once a day. It is what it is, gentlemen.
That's a big one. That's a big one.
Massive.
I'll say.
It is what it is.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. I like that. I like that a lot. All right, let's get to Chuck and Cherry Hill. Chuck, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I hope you had a great Labor Day gang.
Yeah,
what
for sure.
What's up, Chuck? Didn't Ben Simmons say it is what it is a lot?
Not that I remember, but it doesn't mean he didn't. I don't know.
All right. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, guys. When we have conference calls, negotiations that are going to be long with attorneys, we will often set up an over-under for the executives on how many times we'll hear at the end of the day. And
yeah.
It's crazy. And it is used so much. You'll get certain people just, you know, because at the end of the day, and they'll make a 2-minute point because at the end of the day, da-da-da-da. Mm. I mean, it gets to the point where it's ludicrous sometimes, and you hear it all the time.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, just a couple of points, rapid fire. Joe, you got to give up the foul shots. It's not going to happen. Just acquiesce at that point. Eagle Shirley was right. I mean, in any area, but Philadelphia one-on-one, you don't end it with foul shots. It just can't. Let me ask you this. How many baskets are you playing? Are you playing to 11 baskets? Or how many? What is the
game?
Well,
we got to figure that out today, too. I mean, look, if it's a game of one-on-one to 11, which is what we've been discussing, then that's ones and twos. But there's an argument that we could go to 22 and it's twos and threes. Like, I'm open-minded either way.
Go to 11 baskets and wait it with five fouls. Five fouls, you foul out. That's it.
Well,
real basketball.
I don't think we want to have a foul out ended. I mean, that
what's
you want to talk about bad for the audience.
Right.
Dude,
well,
let me
anyway.
Tell you something. Free, foul shots
it would prevent
are
you
better
from fouling.
Than foul out.
No, it's not true. Absolutely not
no.
true. In your opinion,
all right, Rhea, what would the audience rather have? Foul shots or foul out? Come on.
Oh.
Nobody wants to see it end with a freaking foul out.
No, because everybody knows how good you are at foul shots.
No, but nobody wants to see it end.
We want to see it end because, all right, game over. It's 6-4, but we're done.
Yeah.
Like, no one wants that.
No one wants that.
If the fouls are blatant, You know, it's one thing to have bump foul, stuff like that, but the fouls are actually...
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Blatant fouls, okay? Then it is disqualifying if you have five of them. I mean, he just can't keep hacking a guy.
Well, I mean, free throws would solve that.
Can you use your left hand, or is he just going to fade you to the right?
Of course I can use my left hand.
Okay. All right, you should be in decent shape. How much taller is Fritz than you?
Probably 3 to 4 inches. I'm 5'10". Is he 6'2 or 6'1"? Which is he? In that range,
yeah,
though, right?
Yeah, he's probably 6'1 and a half.
I would say he's about 3 to 3.5 to 4 inches taller than me.
Three quick points. One of them covered. What a bad look last night in the presser with Belichick and those balloons around him, so they forgot to take down. Holy Toledo.
So
you
funny.
Talk about a bad luck. Oh, dear Lord, how uncomfortable. And the last point is how encouraging it is that the Phillies got to that star reliever, Uribe, if I said his name correctly. Check this out. In August, that cat, 14 appearances, no runs, and that includes Toronto, Cubs, and Arizona wow. seven times. He faced the best hitting teams in baseball, 5 runs per game team. He only gave up 8 hits in August, 0.00 ERA. He throws 98. We had 2 walks, a couple of hits, a couple of hits. That's impressive what we did there.
Yeah, and, well, look, scoring what, 2 runs in the 8th and 2 runs in the 9th, yeah. I think, right? That's the one from 6 to 8 to 10, yeah.
I think we can close the question out. You know, can the Phillies win the World Series? Of course they could win the World Series. Yeah. And nobody's playing really great right now in the National League. You know, they're all kind of coming back to the pack instead of expanding away from the pack.
Well, to be fair, the Brewers have, but, you know, they're well up there. All right, Chuck, always a good call, buddy. At the end of the day, does have a shot to win. With that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Make sure you unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Leave it to Joe Technicality the Camera to question his coworker's integrity. Yeah, Jack is definitely going to sucker punch you. Come on, man. Can't you lose with grace? Bend the knee. Time's yours.
I don't think we're going to find that out.
People have been playing one-on-one forever. There's no referee. There's no foul shot. You're not playing prison ball. Nobody's going to be trying to hurt each other. If you didn't want to play one-on-one with regular one-on-one rules, you should have just said, I want to play horse and I'll outshoot you. Be a man and play one-on-one.
Yeah, but we are going to play one-on-one. My point is this isn't a regular one-on-one. This isn't just a gym and two guys playing or a playground, two guys playing. This is like so many people are going to be watching. This isn't regular one-on-one.
Yeah, what you do for fouls in one-on-one is if you foul the guy, he gets a point and he gets the option to shoot the free throw for the second point, or he gets possession of the ball again and you play by two.
Okay, so you're saying, that's based on, I guess, a game to 22 instead of 11. So what he's saying is you'd get 1 point and the option to get the ball back or foul shot for the other one?
A little convoluted
that's
it was.
Very convoluted. This is all convoluted. But that's, I mean, I don't know why we just play basketball. You foul a guy, he's shooting, he goes to the free throw line. I mean, it's basketball.
One-on-one basketball.
And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The time's yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Reminder, we're going to be at McGurk's tomorrow. When I say we, not just our show, but also Joe and Hugh. Also, it don't work that way. Spike, Ike, and the Boban, the Oaf. By the way, so will be T.O., which is wild. Hugh's going to be on their show also, Hugh and T.O. at the same time tomorrow afternoon. That's awesome. All right, let's get right to turning two. We're giving away Phillies tickets for the game September 10th versus the Mets. We're looking for the most commonly used phrase in society that is reused over and over again. That came from something. We're turning too quickly. Ben, give me an answer. What do you got?
I got whatever happens, happens. And real quick on your rule, if you get fouled on a shooting foul, your next possession's worth two.
That's interesting.
Okay.
Don't hate it.
It is interesting. If we're playing ones, I get you. Alexis and Conshohocken. Alexis, what do you got?
I have, since it's September, let's do Let's Roll by the amazing crew of Flight 93.
Let's Roll. Okay. Let's Roll does get said. And yes, that was, I don't know if that was Beamer. Todd Beamer, is that the name? Flight 93, I believe.
Sure. Yeah.
All right, let's get to Steve in Reading. Steve, give me a phrase that gets said a lot.
Make America great again.
It does get said a lot. Sure. All right,
every
Steve.
Every day.
It does get said all quite a bit. All right, we turn to Tim. What do you got for an answer? Tim.
Yeah, hey, thanks for having me.
You got it, buddy.
Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That is said a lot.
Joe, that one, yes, sir.
Joe, for your game, why don't we do it like this? Why don't you just create a kitty? Everybody who fouls has to pay a certain amount of penalty into the kitty. The winner chooses where he wants to donate that kitty, that foul fund to.
Yeah, it's nice there's charity. It just doesn't really work for solving the foul problem.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, let me put it this way, Tim. I'll foul. I would donate a lot of money to win this game. I mean, I still got to buy high tops. Like, I, you know, this thing's cost me a lot. I had to buy freaking shin guard for baseball. I had to buy all sorts of stuff. Anyway. All right,
holy cow, you have a shin guard now. That's
well,
good.
Well, no, in baseball I did.
Baseball, yeah.
In baseball.
You'll never use it again,
right? And I had the elbow guard. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. It's probably not. All right, we got a lot of big ones. Actions speak louder than words. We got we're talking about practice. It is what it is at the end of the day. These are all big, big freight. Let's go is a big one.
Yeah, let's go is. Let's roll.
Let's roll. I'm sorry. Let's roll. Let's roll. You're right.
The actions speak louder than words.
Yeah, that and it is what it is. Those are my two.
It is,
I like
yeah.
actions speak louder than words.
See what? You like actions speak louder than words. I like it is what it is. All right, I'm voting for that one. John, which one are you voting for?
The actions feels like it feels so purposeful and strong.
Okay, James, which one are you voting for?
I will go. They were my two, so I'm good with actions.
Okay. Jody, the winning answer with actions. Speak great, louder than words. Hey, everyone, have a spectacular rest of the day. Joe and Hugh, of course, are up next. We'll be at McGurk's tomorrow. Talk to you tomorrow, closer to kickoff, which is on Thursday. Game you can hear right here on 94WIP. All right, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook. As always, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, you know, they're getting you ready, obviously, for kickoff with an offer you will not want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if your bet wins. It's an awesome opportunity. It's unique to FanDuel Sportsbook, and it's right there at FanDuel.com/hammer. Unlock your $300 in bonus bets. Use all across the app. So many different things you can use it on, from parlays to player props, and you know, you can, you know, ride the live lines and all the different options. All there for you all season long. NFL season upon us at FanDuel.com/hammer. Obviously, Philly and Dallas Thursday night, 2 days from now. Big slate of games week one. You got college football every Saturday, pro football on Sundays and on Mondays and on Thursdays. It's all there all season. College and pro. FanDuel.com/hammer.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.